This is VOA News coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. Zimbabwe's businesses were shut down and streets deserted in the capital Harare today as security forces increased patrols to stop anti-government protests fueled by charges of corruption and economic hardship. President Emmerson Mnangagwa, under pressure to revive a stricken economy, says the protests amount to insurrection by his political opposition. In central Harare and nearby Mbari Township, a center of past unrest, banks and supermarkets were closed as police and soldiers patrolled the streets and bolstered checkpoints on roads leading into the capital. Ivory Coast President Alassane Ouattara has gotten the approval of the country's Electoral Commission to run for a third term. An election is set for the end of October. Political opponents say such a move would violate the Ivorian constitution. Meanwhile, Ouattara has appointed Defense Minister Hamed Bakayoko as prime minister after his predecessor Amadou Gon Coulibaly died suddenly this month. The October balloting is seen as crucial for the stability of Ivory Coast, the world's top cocoa producer, which has been rebuilding from a brief civil war that followed Ouattara's first election win in 2010. Hong Kong Chief Executive Carrie Lam has postponed legislative elections for a year. This in the wake of the worsening coronavirus situation in the semi-autonomous Chinese territory. Earlier, the city had disqualified 12 pro-democracy candidates. Cited was their opposition to the new national security law Beijing has imposed on Hong Kong. China denies it's impinging on civil rights in the city, but the disqualified candidates include activist Joshua Wong and others who won a so-called unofficial primary vote held by the opposition camp this month. It is the start of the Eid al-Adha holiday in the Muslim world, but the pandemic has made it anything but normal, as the final rites of the Hajj are observed by small groups of pilgrims in Mecca. Last year, 2.5 million took part. This year's number, only about 1,000 people, all of them living in Saudi Arabia. This is VOA News. Worldwide, the coronavirus death toll is approaching 674,000, with a case count of 17.3 million. The numbers come from Johns Hopkins University. The figures here in the United States, just under 5 million infections and 152,000 fatalities. Next come Brazil with 2.6 million cases and in India with about 1.7 million. Those two countries between them have lost officially about 127,000 lives to COVID. Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro yesterday was seen removing his face mask at a public event after his wife Michelle tested positive for COVID-19. Bolsonaro claims his latest test was negative. He too was sickened by the virus. Here in the U.S., Dr. Anthony Fauci will be back on Capitol Hill later today talking about the pandemic. America's preeminent authority on infectious diseases will testify on progress in fighting the virus. Surging cases in the South and West have pretty much erased hopes for a quick rebound to anything resembling normal life in this country. Fauci has told the AP he is concerned that the U.S. has not followed the track of Asian and European nations, also hit hard by COVID, as many countries have settled into a pattern of relatively few new cases. A bit of good news here in the U.S., the number of confirmed infections appears to be leveling off in Arizona, California, Florida, and Texas. But cases are still rising in more than two dozen states, with the spread showing signs of shifting from the Sun Belt toward the Midwest. The Eurozone is reporting a 12% drop in economic activity for the last two quarters. Spain suffered the most, with a dramatic 18% loss. The plunge in France was almost 14%. As a whole, the 19-country European Union bloc suffered its worst decline since 1995, when records began being kept. The U.S. economy got another jolt of bad news yesterday. The gross domestic product from April to June was down at an annualized rate of almost 33%, the biggest such loss on record. 1.4 million American workers filed new unemployment claims last week. It was the 19th straight week the initial claims figure topped a million. Despite all of the above, Wall Street appears headed for a positive open a few hours from now. It was a different story in Asia, where the Japanese Nikkei index today lost almost 3% of its value. U.S. President Donald Trump has been greeted with a chorus of opposition to his suggestion that maybe the November 3rd election should be put off because of what he calls the danger it'll be rigged. Trailing badly in the polls in his re-election attempt, Mr. Trump's idea has been widely panned by political allies and adversaries alike. U.S. law prevents a change in the November election date without congressional approval. The head of the House Republican Conference, Liz Cheney, says the resistance to the postponement idea in her party is overwhelming. More news online at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Gene Randall, and this is VOA News.